A good morning to you as we welcome you to our website broadcast.
This Sunday is the third Sunday of Easter.
Our scripture readings begin with the first reading coming from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 14, continuing on 36 through 41. Our psalm of the day is from 116, verses 1 through 4. Our epistle reading would be in 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 17 through 25. And our gospel reading comes from St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the first reading coming from Acts, and he will be reading that for you. And here is Pastor David Magruder, the pastor of Peace with Christ, with this title for this Sunday, Saved.
A reading from the book of Acts, the second chapter. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Apostle Peter never seems to do things halfway. Good or bad, confession or denial, he's all in. What he preached, what we heard from Acts chapter 2, is good for us to hear again. Perhaps it was a verse you didn't quite hear when it was read. So let's hear it again. Be saved from this crooked generation. Well, that's pretty gutsy. Sounds like something that would come from the lips of a fanatic or street corner preacher. Be saved from this crooked generation. Of course, Peter wasn't the first to speak that way, nor would he be the last. Peter's preaching parallels Jesus' preaching. When he said in Matthew 17, O unbelieving and perverse generation. That's what Jesus said to those who rejected him, those who tragically would not believe in him. In his letter to the Philippian church, St. Paul described the times in which he lived as a crooked and depraved generation. Be saved from this crooked generation. You know, the New Testament is written in the Greek language, and the word for crooked is skolios. Does that sound familiar? It should. It's where we get our English word scoliosis. Be saved from this scolios, this incorrectly bent generation. Of course, we know the wickedness of this generation. The sins are all around us. Of course, it's not much different than the times when Peter was preaching, because the problem is always the same. This world is corrupt, corrupted by sin and the devil's delusion. and we are either hit by the shrapnel of the exploding world around us, or we contribute to it by our own self-centered sin. So we need Peter's preaching and receive it with open ears and hearts. Be saved from this crooked generation. Okay, how? Peter doesn't leave us guessing. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in Jesus' name. That's incredible. Peter doubles down, and he has the nerve to use the R word. He preaches just like all the Old Testament prophets, or John the Baptist, or Jesus himself. He calls us to repentance. And that's a good thing, really. Repentance is a change of mind. With repentance, we think differently about ourselves. We tell the truth about ourselves. And what is that? Well, we're sinners, rebels against God by nature, unnaturally bent away from God. We say it in some form or another at the beginning of every divine service, that we are sinful and unclean in thought, word, and deed. Psalm 51, verse 5 teaches and reveals it. We are a sinner from the moment we were conceived in our mother's womb, from the time we came kicking and screaming out of her. We are true sons or daughters of our parents, Adam and Eve. And we have, as St. Peter says, inherited the futile ways from our forefathers. From the get-go, we by nature do not fear God, do not love God, do not trust Him. We've replaced Him with idols of our own making. We trust our words more than God's word. We love only ourselves, and so our love for others grows cold. Therefore, as a sinner, and because of our sin, we deserve nothing but God's present and eternal punishment. Peter preaches the truth. We are sinners that need to be saved from this, our own crooked generation. Do you believe that? Well, good, because the Lord is gifting you with repentance, and He's giving you a mind that understands the Scriptures correctly. And more. And this gets to the red-hot core of repentance and getting the Scriptures right. It's called faith. We believe we are sinners, and we believe in Jesus. Peter preaches it this way. Be baptized, every one of you. Did you hear that? Every one of you. He leaves no one out. Baptism in the name of Jesus is for everyone, just like His death on the cross is for everyone. Peter's every one of you echoes and matches Jesus' making disciples of all nations through baptism, according to Matthew 28, verse 19. Jesus died for all sinners and every sin on the cross. And He specifically mandated and instituted holy baptism so that His divine Good Friday forgiveness that He achieved and won on the cross would be bestowed or given to His sinners for whom He died. That's exactly why Peter proclaims to sinners who confess that they are sinners and are burdened with all their sin. That's why he proclaims to them, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why we talk about baptism so much. After all, it is as Peter preaches and promises. In holy baptism, the Holy Spirit is at work, delivering and giving to sinners the treasure of salvation, the Good Friday forgiveness of the crucified and risen Jesus. And faith, created alone by the Holy Spirit, receives this and believes it. It is so simple, yet so profound. Your sins are forgiven by the death of Jesus. You have been given the Holy Spirit to receive this forgiveness. The promise is true. It is for you and for your children and for all. Or to quote another preacher who said it best, the divine preacher from Nazareth, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Saved. Saved from this crooked generation. You are, because he says so. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
And now we ask that you join us aloud in the prayer that our own Jesus Christ has taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Goodbye until next week. Go in peace and serve the Lord.